The funny thing about not watching TV is now I watch a lot of YouTube shows.
Yeah.
And stuff on YouTube. And I...
which is just fine, you know?
I don't know what this is. It's an hour and a half long, and it's not really professionally shot, but it's real. It's an hour and a half documentary on Bang Tango. An hour and a half.
That's a lot to cover for that band. I mean, behind the music, it takes about 48 minutes.
You know, it's 90 minutes.
It's 90 minutes of Bang Tango, really?
Because, someone like you, you probably remember that one, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
You're a big fan of 89 like me.
Yeah, why not?
And I'm like, that's a weird singer. And yeah, that song was catchy and, you know, it had some good guitar riffs and bass. And I played, I played Terry that weird stuff. And then I'm like, there's a documentary. So sure enough, I'm watching it. And
is this Attack of Life? The Bang Tango movie?
Attack of Life, yeah.
Oh my goodness, man.
And it's an hour and 28 minutes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really, and I'm watching it, and, it was interesting because anything is, but.
Wow, boy, the boys have changed. I'm just looking at some of these pictures, and they've gained a little bit of weight.
Well, what's the singer's name? Joe Leisty?
That would be, hold on a second. Yeah, Joe Leisty?
Yeah, that's a crazy dude, man.
Leisty?
Yeah, he's like.
He puts a little thing on the E.
Yeah, that's a legitimate rock and roller right there. But you know, the best thing is the band changed incarnations. So he reforms the band without, I think, none of them. And then ends up with him and three guys. So then he has to get a guitar player, right? To just do a show real quick. The guy comes in and Joe Leisty goes to the hospital. So this band is there, but they're not Bang Tango. You see what I'm saying? But they have to play a show and they're walking around. And this guy's a big fan. And he's like, oh, I love you guys. Is Joe okay? It's like, well, he's at the hospital. It's like, well, I know how to sing all the songs. So he says, okay, well, sing the chorus to Someone Like You. So the fan sings the chorus. So, and it's on YouTube. They do the show with the fan. And none of them are in Bang Tango. So it's Bang Tango without anybody.
It's hilarious.
Nobody's in Bang Tango. This is the crest, the zenith of the documentary.
It's hilarious. And so we're playing, if you're listening to the audio version,
if you want to,
of this show right now, which is good. You know, I like the audio version of this show.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to Someone Like You right now.
Someone Like You's, it's solid metal.
Yeah. It's
solid metal. But then they kind of like, well, they kind of sound like the Chili Peppers or Jane's Addiction. It's like, no, not really. No, you didn't sound like that.
Well, anyway, welcome to Pro Wrestling Cast, the show about heavy metal, rock and roll, music, and of course, pro wrestling.
And three lock boxes.
And three lock boxes is, you can listen to the show we had previous. You know, it's been a very, very busy beginning of the year, as it normally is, but we are back in full form. In full force, we're back in full force.
Full force.
We're coming full force. Al, John, and Stephen are here. And before we get into the wrestling news of this week, we are going to tell you about our program. Now, don't forget, we are available on iTunes, Pro Wrestling Cast, as well as Stitcher Radio. You can listen to us on TuneIn. I just got myself, Kristen got me an advanced gift. She got me a Amazon Fire Tablet HD.
Ooh.
I love it. It's really cool. It's an entertainment device. I absolutely love it, along with our Alexa that we got for Christmas. So I'm like, I'm all happy now. And wherever I go and I travel, I can take the WWE Network with me and Pro Wrestling Cast with me and listen to it and watch it too on our YouTube channel. So I would love for you to like and subscribe to our show. Follow us on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast and on Facebook. We are going to tackle a lot of great news this week, but also I want you to check out our archive of programs there at ProWrestlingCast.com. And there you can support our program because we deliver it to you for free. You can select our banners for Amazon. So before you shop for anything Amazon, click on our banner and Amazon gives us a little kickback for everything that you purchase. It doesn't cost you any extra. It just simply means that you want to help support our programming and Amazon appreciates us supporting them and promoting them. So they'll throw us a couple cents our way, which is always great. Or another thing you can do is if you have not subscribed to WWE Network, if you're now casual fan converting into a hardcore fan, listening to wrestling podcasts like ourselves, what you want to do is sign up for the WWE Network there because we do have Elimination Chamber coming up. It is the road to WrestleMania. You want to make sure you catch all of those shows. It's an it's a great value for only $9.99 a month, and you need to go ahead and sign up right now. Get your first month for free for new subscribers there by clicking on our link for the WWE Network. There's also WWE Shop. There's also links to Fandango if you want to purchase your movie tickets and so much more. High Spots as well. If you love wrestling shoot videos and merchandise and so much more, there's also a link for the pro wrestling box that we have, a monthly subscription box from Pro Wrestling Tees. So you can subscribe to that as well because, you know, be like me and have your Delete t-shirt from the House of Hardy, or you can also you can also have your Kenny Omega t-shirt because he is not leaving. Spoiler alert, he's not leaving for WWE. So get your Kenny Omega t-shirts and support the cleaner because he's the best in the world.
Manipulating the internet,
Manipulating the internet, yes. Yeah, and so is John Cena, too. John Cena played out with that, too. Had fun.
I think Cena was just a big fan. I think that's what that was.
He is a big fan. And we're going to talk about John Cena later. So please check out all of the great stuff we have to offer, including an archive of our shows for the past couple years there at ProWrestlingCast.com. And now, on with the show.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
I can't help that I'm the greatest wrestler alive today.
With your hosts, Aljon and Steven.
Drink it in, man.
Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
The love that was given me, and this time I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion of this hard time blues.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
And I am truly the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Pro Wrestling Cast.
Now can you dig that, sucker?
I'm saddened that I have to wake up early every day like you. And I couldn't catch the New Japan show early this morning because I hear Minoru Suzuki and Okada had a wonderful match, a very submission-based shooty match.
That's great. The New Japan Pro Wrestling's new beginning happened in Sapporo, in Japan. And it happened earlier this morning. And, I can't wait. And usually I post some New Japan on our Facebook page there so people can check it out. But man, how about that, man? Just crazy.
I heard Roppongi. Huh? Go ahead.
I said Kushida holds for the pin, but only gets two. Kushida catches with a drop kick. I'm looking at some of the results here.
Takahashi's my new favorite. Well, no, I don't like him as much as Naito, but I'm really into Takahashi. He's so scary and weird, and he's really just come up so quickly.
Yeah, winner Suzuki Gun. So
yes,
their tag team ends up winning, which is great. It says here Kwato gets tossed out of the ring. Kushida recovers with a fallen young lion outside of the ring. Kimuro and Desperado continue to attack Kushida and Kwato before walking off.
I wonder what this means.
Over.
Yeah, I don't know what this means for Noah. I mean, that Suzuki Gun and Noah and New Japan and the relationships. And, and then I hear Mara Fuji's not going to leave Noah. So I don't know what's going on.
Who knows, man? But there's a lot. I don't know if you want to even talk about a little bit of that. Will Ospreay ended up being in the fray as well.
Yeah, they continue to get him over, it looks like. That's their whole game. He just had a match with Shibata that was quite... I haven't seen it yet. It's quite... It's been talked about quite a bit. They need to do that match in New Japan.
I tell you, I will be... Steven will also be on the lookout. If you happen to see the show or find a link to the show, we'll post it on our Facebook page and you can check it out for yourself, because we love New Japan here on the program. So you need to definitely check that out. Of course, this is the wrestling program about wrestling and heavy metal. Al John Go, lifelong wrestling fan here, alongside our heel commentator and wrestling historian, Mr. Stephen Anthony. can I call you that this week?
Sure, why not?
Okay, all right. We're here to talk about some wrestling news. A lot of stuff going on in the Fed, the WWE, on the road to WrestleMania, and so much more. Let's first talk about Kenny Omega. Can we talk about Kenny Omega first? We'll talk about the cleaner. So there was a lot of talk and hubbub over the past few weeks since our last program about Kenny Omega possibly heading to the WWE, making a surprise, being a surprise entrant possibly in the Royal Rumble. Of course, that did not happen. So
as I said over and over on the show, I said that would not happen.
Well, and just to echo what you said, I added the fact that the Fed would be stupid for not looking into getting him, as they are getting as much talent as possible, but they were unsuccessful. So he re-signed with New Japan for how long this time?
He hasn't re-signed with New Japan. He is flying to New Japan to re-sign as we talk about this. There's not been any official word of a new contract. So he still hasn't signed, as far as I know. Well, actually, he should have signed this week at some point. I don't really know. But, I mean, he's obviously not coming. And he loves Japan. And I bet, you know, if you gave him an IQ test, I bet his IQ is really high, like 140 or something. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you give, like, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, it's like, what, 82 or something?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Why?
Well, or 92. Why 92. Well, I'm just giving an example of wrestlers and who is going to get duped into going to NXT or doing a match with Iron Sheik on the undercard, or who's going to stay in Japan and be a main eventer.
Right. Well, he is building his stock, and I think that his stock is going to continue to rise as he continues to have these 6-star matches, as it were.
I guess. I mean, that was a 5-star match. Meltzer's crazy.
Well, he's putting himself over. He ended up, as you said, being more of the headline than actually the two of them.
It worked good. They both got over from it. I mean, why don't I just say 5.5? I mean, I think 5.5 is fair. You know, it's 48 minutes. It's glorious.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well as 6-star match.
I guess. I got a whole star better than Ricky Steamboat against Flair.
Well, I think one of the funny things about it is that there's a T-shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees now. It's like Mr. 6-Star.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, it's the best match I've seen in several years. It really is.
According to the Observer, Omega noted that he feels he has unfinished business in New Japan and is seeking to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So,
And he also said that, you know, Kota Ibushi didn't sign that WWE deal, something else I predicted.
Right.
That because he wanted to do a match, he says, with Omega in New Japan. And, I don't care if anyone's gay or straight, but if these guys aren't like gay lovers, they're very intimately wound emotionally. I mean, have you noticed this?
Well, I think the great thing about it is that they love competition and they want to be the very best and they want to showcase what they can do for the world, which if they went to the WWE, you know, they would be stifled in a lot of ways, much as the talent has been utilized. And I've also said this, and I believe you've agreed with me about this point, that there's only so many top spots in the WWE right now as they're grooming these other stars to be top contenders. So at the time I wouldn't serve him right now, because he may be in NXT and he'll probably flounder for a year and a half, you know, there in NXT while the rest of these slots are being slated for, you know, the replacement from the Architect, you know,
right.
Seth Rollins, as Triple H put it this week on Raw,
you know, replace re-energize, re-enhance, re-injure yourself.
Yes,
is that the shirt?
That's a shirt. That's
re-injure the shirt. Yourself.
Re-injure yourself.
Retire.
Sorry,
that's awful.
Okay, so that is the deal with Kenny Omega. Let us talk about Seth Rollins. We're talking about Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins made an impact, if you will, on NXT this past weekend. He showed up, called out Triple H in NXT, and then Monday night is the retcon everybody was looking for. Seth Rollins calls out Triple H. We know that the program is heating up, supposedly for a WrestleMania match between the two or something to that effect. Come to find out that Triple H actually retconned his NXT character with his character in the WWE, which was actually a pretty brilliant promo he cut.
Yeah, but it's a babyface promo again.
It is another babyface promo. That's true.
He cuts better promos than the majority of the whole roster right now, which is funny because back in the day, we'd say, God, these long, boring Triple H promos. Remember in 2002? Now it's like, oh, he cuts promos. Like, wow, that sounds so good. Why can't they do that?
And he's very self-aware, too, of, you know, the type of reputation he had as Triple H versus the corporate Triple H that we see today. Burying fools, you know? I think
wrestlers from the 90s are just better. You know, at being wrestlers, not necessarily working, but being a wrestler and drawing money, they're just better.
Well, I think they've had to work under immense conditions, you know, with a lot of competition. There was a lot of great people on the stick, a lot of great personalities, as it were. The work rate was definitely different, but the time that they had on TV, they were masters at, you know, creating great characters. And I think that was because of that bridge from old school to the quote new school. They had that generation in between those 90s wrestlers.
Yeah.
That learned from the likes of, you know, Freddie Blassie and all those other, you know, other people, you know, Nick Bockwinkles of the world, you know, what real heel work was. Right.
I mean, like Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig worked with or around Nick Bockwinkle,
you know, exactly right.
You know, and, you know, I'm sure Freddie Blassie taught the wrestlers how to use dick cream to it's in his book, which is the dirtiest book I've ever read. A Richard Pryor book would be less vulgar than the Freddie Blassie one. No, it's just honestly a good wrestling book.
Right.
But it's true. It's like they were there to get that. And then, like, okay, so to compare it to now, like, when is Seth Rollins going to cut the promo? When is Seth Rollins going to cut the money babyface promo?
He is not.
Okay, well, there you go. There's your problem.
He's not, and that's the problem. Triple H said it himself. He called him out and said, you know, he had been an abject failure without him being around. And there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that, you know?
What about that match where he lost the red cake belt?
Yeah, there you go.
That was good for like 10 minutes of it.
Look, I'm not saying that Seth
10 Rollins, minutes out of a year. I'm saying he did good.
I'm not saying that Seth Rollins wasn't good. I think that he is also a product of poor booking decisions.
Oh, God, is
because
he?
Because of, you know, injuries, not just with him, but other people on the roster, you know, totally screwed him up. I mean, you look at, you know, you look at Sami Zayn, you look at Finn Balor. You know, case in point, there was a lot of stuff that had happened to him on his meteoric rise to the top, if you will.
Yes.
As that rocket got, you know, strapped on his back that kind of backfired a couple times, you know, on his way up.
Right.
And I don't know if he's snake bitten or not, but, you know, if he's not careful, he might be the next Dolph Ziggler of the group.
He feels like Dolph Ziggler to me.
Already. You know, I mean, really?
No, you really. That's a weird. But truthful.
Isn't it weird to say?
No, but it's truthful. I've never thought of it, but you're exactly right.
I mean, Dolph Ziggler had so much going for him, and he had a couple things kind of hiccup in the way that he was poorly booked. He had a lot of potential to become, you know, a really great, you know, heel.
Right.
And he got stalled on the way up. Maybe it was politics. Maybe it was something else. We don't know. But,
you know, they just don't want anybody that over. And, you know, I can explain everything weird that happens because, I mean, it makes sense if you think of it this way. if you think of it, that Vince McMahon is an artist in so much as he creates art. Like if our piece of art were Macho Man versus Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 6 or 7, right, whatever, right, like that's, he's an artist. So he doesn't care about money.
Right.
He really doesn't. So if he doesn't care about money, he's not going to push the WCW invasion because, right, because he wants, he's his, as an artist, he wants to, and he's not going to push any of these people because that's not what he wants to do. He'll push Roman for whatever reason. And he doesn't care about the money because he feels like if he's in business, he lives to be in business and be Vince. He'll never stop until he's dead. It'll be like one of the first times you ever hear in the news that a 78-year-old man died of a drug overdose. I swear that's going to happen. Like if you ever read in the newspaper, 78-year-old dies of, he had 52 drugs in his system, allegedly. That's how he's going to die.
That's funny. I mean, it's not funny. I'm sorry I even said that, but it's interesting that you make that analogy about the artist, because you're right. If it was about making an exorbitant amount of money, he would have made a lot of decisions, different decisions, in order to capitalize on people's popularity.
Oh yeah.
Among other things, which I believe that's what, you know, Triple H and Shane McMahon want to do, even though they're coming from two opposite sides of the spectrum, you know, which is making money and making people happy and building the brand. I think Vince has a vision, and he'll be damned, you know, damn the torpedoes, you know,
yeah,
if we deviate from that vision, because he is the artist. He's already made his millions.
Well, I just know that in the Shield, Rollins was rocking, Ambrose was rocking, and Reigns was there. And Reigns is actually better than he used to be, although his heat's different. And now they've booked them all into corners. Ambrose is just a goof. They booked Sami Zayn like a complete and utter goof. And they're a really weird wrestling organization.
Yeah. Well, look at now, albeit that some could argue that if you look at, maybe not in recent weeks, you know, but prior to John Cena winning the championship again.
Oh my God.
Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble, which we'll get to.
Brilliant.
The company has changed, and there's a lot of new people on the roster, you know, different matchups. The brand extension has run in a particular way to bring you that changes, but it hasn't really capitalized on what the fans truly want.
Not really. I mean, when I envisioned the brand splitting, I thought, okay, so you'll have I would book it like the first SmackDown starts and Nakamura's music plays and he comes out and challenges AJ Styles, and then American Alpha comes out and has this great squash match over somebody. I mean, I just like, just make it so new looking. And, you know, they come out and they say, you know, Cena and Orton are here. Oh, blow me. I mean, I've seen those guys and I know Cena's fun now, especially his new heel character he plays on Total Divas, which, you know, which has made me a big fan. Did you see one where the dog
Total Divas?
No, but I saw some clips that I enjoyed, and it's him that I like. I saw two clips I really enjoyed. One is the dog bit someone or him, and he said they needed to call animal control to have the dog destroyed. And then the other one, I really liked that one.
That was a funny scene.
And then the other one was that they were at dinner, and he's like a drill sergeant telling them what to do at the dinner table.
Oh, it's
and they're telling them that, like, we're scared of you, kind of. And he's like, how are you scared of me? And they're like, well, the way you talk to me just now, like the way you talk, it's scary. So you put that together with destroying animals, and he's the best heel since Vinnie Vincent.
I love it. I do love that. I do watch, you know me, I watch, my wife, I love Total Divas and Total, sure, Bellas. I think it's a great show. It's
oh, that's Total Bellas that happened on all that.
It was on Total,
okay, Bellas. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same show, honestly.
It's the same
show. But, you know.
But more John Cena, which is hilarious, so.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like every time it's on in the network, and just tell me if this is why you watch it, and it's okay to say, it seems like they're constantly in bathing suits. Am I wrong about this? Totally. They're always in bathing suits.
My wife had said that yesterday. In fact, when we were watching Total Divas, she was like, God, why are they always in bathing suits? And I said, it's best for business.
That's what's best for business. But I mean, it's constantly like bathing suit shots.
Yes, constantly. Well, this past episode was hilarious because all they did was dwell on Lana's chest and midsection, which was hilarious.
Oh, well, I'll have to see that one, I guess.
See it on Hulu. You got Hulu, so there you go.
You know, and again, I've seen her in person, and she looks like every other damn girl in town. I mean, she really does. And that's no indictment. I'm just saying she just blends in with the crowd around here.
Well, to me, I think Lana is very pretty. She is very pretty.
Of course she's pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty.
So
you wouldn't be talking to her if you saw that Rusev. I will reiterate that point. That boy is huge.
Well, Rusev is great. You know, this past episode, Rusev shows a new side of Rusev, which I appreciate. I think he's
new side of Rusev.
He's great. He's great. I like Rusev a lot.
He's romantic.
Well, there's another guy that whose character has been completely demolished. Rusev, poor guy. You know, they're looking for the next roadblock guys. You know, you're looking at, you know, who's going to take over for Kane and Mark Henry's of the world, the Big Shows of the world.
Oh my God.
You know, the formidable, we're going to give them a few wins, but you know, the babyface is going to have to overcome this roadblock kind of guy.
Right.
And Rusev is right now that guy. He is the new Kane. And then you also have over there, Baron Corbin is going to be the new Big Show on that side of the world.
Right. You know?
There's a formidable guy that gets a few wins, but you know, maybe one day gets a championship, but he's going to be that roadblock kind of a guy. So that's what they're casting for right now. I guess Braun Strowman is also going to be in that role at some point as well.
Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's very big and
isn't that they're grooming him to be that big guy. He's not going to be the top heel, but he's going to be a formidable person. He's going to be like number five on the top heel chart.
He'll get the great Khali Big Show push. You're right. Exactly. Corbin and what's his face with the beard are going to be Kane and Big Show. You're exactly right. But they'll never get over like they did initially. Because
no, absolutely not.
Because 90s.
Because 90s. There you go. So,
were we at? Did we went on a tangent?
Well, we were back on Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins got injured on Raw.
Clearly.
First of all,
Samoa Joe ruined WrestleMania by wearing those jeans.
Well, he was in WrestleMania. He's ruined the build. He's ruined everything.
You can't. His butt's too big to wear. Jeans like that.
Well, he has to wear jeans like that because what is he going to wear? Those tight emo jeans.
To wear his gear.
You're right. I think he should have wore his gear.
We saw the dude in person. He was 2 feet from me. He had his gear on, and he was. You know,
intimidating as hell.
He wasn't playing around. We were like, "Hey, hi, sir. Hello, sir."
It's so funny. We'd say Finn Balor, "Way to go, champ! Kick his ass, champ! Kick his ass!" And then, of course, here comes Samoa Joe. It's like, "Kick his ass, Joe! Kick his ass!"
Yeah. And if Finn Balor came up and said hello to us, and he was not intimidating at all.
No,
he seemed like he would. You know, I could say like, "Hey, why don't you go buy me a drink?" And he would just do it. I'm just saying.
Well, you were taller than Finn Balor.
Very handsome.
Come on,
man. You know, his eyes, I think people aren't getting an idea of how good his eyes look. Or calves.
I saw him up close. He is a brick house.
He's a good looking guy. Now, I'm sorry, I'm lusting over these wrestlers too much, but what is the idea really here with Finn Balor in WrestleMania? Shouldn't we talk about WrestleMania? Shouldn't we talk about this proposed card?
I just wanted to say, okay, so Seth Rollins got pulled into the ring on Monday Night Raw. After Triple H calls out the Architect, you know, here comes Seth freaking Rollins after that great promo Triple H cut, which is a babyface promo. Here he comes, confronts him. All of a sudden, you know, I'm going to bring out you've called out the destroyer who's going to destroy you, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Samoa Joe comes popping out of the audience and beats him to a pulp, puts him in a clutch.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I guess that's where it all happened, as they were kind of wrestling. He was wrestling Rollins to the ground, twist his knee or something of that nature, right?
Yeah, and it looked like he was going left when he was going right. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
It says here, according to Cage Side Seats, Seth Rollins will miss his second WrestleMania in a row, or believed to.
I don't know if that's true.
Believed that he tore his MCL, which would have him out of action for 8 weeks. It could heal in time to perform at WrestleMania. But since the injury is to the same knee injured over a year ago, officials are very hesitant to bring him back, which Triple H alluded to in his promo as well. So at first I thought it was a work.
No, it's not.
But now it's a shoot. So it's for real.
Well, okay. So let's say he can't come back, and I have a funny feeling he'll try to, because that'll be two straight WrestleManias he misses from being a sloppy wrestler.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Bret Hart.
I want to hear what Bret has to say. He goes, ooh, this is Bret's next corner. Podcast. Well, 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 look what happened now.
I was right. I was right.
I guess someone lost their smile again. Nah, he, lost my smile. We need to make that a promo of the week. Because that promo is,
we'll do that next week.
Really special. He did make himself cry somehow. He was able to make himself cry. These wrestlers can't even come close to doing that.
No.
But he made himself cry lying about his knee injury and hugging Vince McMahon and made a tear drip down his eye. All the bitches are crying in the audience. And those are 90s bitches. Those are not particularly attractive girls. Let's be honest. Right now, John?
Okay.
So if someone's born in like 1968 and it's
1990s. There's a reason why you are the heel commentator and I am busy.
Watch the clip again and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, tell them about the clip. Go ahead.
Well, they panned the shots of 90s chicks and they're crying, but I mean they're not particularly
attractive. whose promo is this?
Oh, I'm talking about Shawn Michaels. I'm so sorry. Shawn Michaels.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You're talking about how he lost.
When we do the show, I literally am just talking to you.
Yeah, so I know this.
I literally I literally don't remember you recording anything.
I'm always
saying bitches. Sorry, Terry. I'm from the streets. I'm street people. I'm from South.
Also, Louisiana. I know Rich Swann is apparently dealing with a foot injury that will prevent him from competing in the ring for a couple of weeks.
Rich Swann. Now, who is that? I watched some of that 205 Jive.
Oh, Lord.
That ain't my bag, baby. I like that CWC. I mean, I'm into the crowd, you know. And I saw Rich Swann's angle with who's the I can't remember his name. The angle was kind of silly because he was like Alicia Fox, right? Yeah, I don't dig that. I don't dig that. They need to do it just like the CWC was. That's great.
Noam Dar.
Yeah, Noam Dar. Whatever. They need to do it like CWC. That was perfect.
Yeah, well, that's because they actually had something at stake, and now the 205 Live is just, you know, filler.
Yeah.
So it's treated as filler. It's written as filler.
You better buy Kota Ibushi a plane ticket.
Yeah, no kidding. So let us talk now really quick about the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
You mentioned the fact that the Royal Rumble, you enjoyed the Royal Rumble. I enjoyed the Royal Rumble as well. And I kind of watched it. I didn't watch it live as it happened because I was on vacation, but I did see the Royal Rumble, and I saw it out of order. The first thing I did is wanted to find out who wins the damn Royal Rumble. So I fast forwarded through the entire thing just so I could see the Rumble. And it was okay. Now I was rather taken back by the fact that they didn't have any classic wrestlers make surprises during the show.
I know, like they could have brought out, you know, Paul Roma could have came out, or
there was no DDT.
You know, who's
DDT?
The other guy in Strike Force? Yeah, or DDP could have came out.
There's no DDP.
Well, I, you know what? It was a solid Royal Rumble. What it showed me was that they have their top part timers, as you call them, as we call them, Lesnar, Taker, Goldberg. You know, all looked real sloppy. Taker looked really tired. And he came back from that hip thing probably too early. I agree with some of the online commentary. He, you know, people were basically running into his fists and and he got, you know, he was hurt backstage again. So, you know, I'm not trying to jump to WrestleMania, but, you know, that will have to, what does that mean for Roman Reigns against Undertaker? You know, I mean, how are they going to pull that off?
Well, Roman Reigns, as we said, we're both fans of Roman Reigns' work. So it's very possible that he could help Undertaker carry him to a match. I know that's blasphemous to say, but he's going to have to do a tremendous amount of bumps to make the big man look formidable in that
match. I don't feel good about that one. And then, you know, Goldberg, he looked sloppy too.
So they're all sloppy.
You know, and I assume we're going to see a 2-minute Kevin Owens squish match with Goldberg taking the belt at the next, whatever the dumb pay-per-view is called.
Elimination Chamber.
It's the other one. It's Fastlane. There's two
Fastlane. Of them. Yeah, that's Fastlane.
Remember, John, we have to deal with two now a month.
Yes, right. That's right.
And, or 14. But no, you know, so I see Goldberg squashes Owens and Jericho, which you know is going to piss off Jericho. He hates Goldberg. Yeah. And then he'll go on to face Lesnar in the main event for the belt. Now, I think you have to add the belt stipulation. But I think it'd be wonderful to have Lesnar pin Goldberg and win the belt at the end of WrestleMania. That actually sounds like a good ending to me.
Well, hang tight. You see, you totally bypassed the Royal Rumble and went into speculation about WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it has to do with the Royal Rumble. If you want, but I will defend myself with this.
Okay.
The Royal Rumble any year, this is Royal Rumble, this is WrestleMania. It's like a huge thing. You know, WrestleMania lasts for 3 months, really, from January to whatever, March or April. Because they're building and they're doing this and they're building sets and then they have the main event, you know, but it starts with Royal Rumble because they have the writing in place, hypothetically, to deal with it later. And you can see everything set up there. You can see that Wyatt's going to be the champion soon. It's ridiculous.
So just to run over some of the results.
Oh, sure.
You had Naomi, Nikki Bella, and Becky Lynch defeating SmackDown Women's Champion Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah,
that was boring.
You had Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson defeating Cesaro and Sheamus to win the Raw Tag Team Champion.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it blew with them a year ago.
You had Nia Jax defeating Sasha Banks.
That match pissed me off. Don't even bring it up.
You had Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair defeating Bayley.
That was good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Universal Champion Kevin Owens defeating Roman Reigns in a no DQ match with Chris Jericho hanging in a shark cage like a sexy pinata, which I thought was good.
More sexy wrestlers. You know, that match was pretty good to me. It was nice hardcore spots, and I like a good little hardcore match if it doesn't get too Zandig-ish.
Neville defeating Rich Swann to win the Cruiserweight Championship, which I like new Neville. New Neville's good.
Well, I pointed this out. I think if you watch the angle and you watch his mannerisms and the way he's feuding with Rick Swann, I think they're positioning the idea that Neville is a racist.
Yeah, maybe. John Cena defeats.
That's how it came across to me on the TV. I'm watching this. I'm like, so is Neville a racist? What is this?
John Cena defeats AJ Styles to win the WWE Championship, which was a great.
Boring. That match was great. That's as great as a WWE match can be right now. That's fantastic stuff. It's not the psychology I'm into, but man, is that fantastic. And the way they get the crowd going, you can't help but get excited.
Right.
You know, it's spectacular stuff.
And in a very interesting turn of events, you had a lot of the marquee superstars entering the Royal Rumble toward the end. You know, you had your only real surprise was actually Ty Dillinger being a surprise entrant into the Royal Rumble. I don't know if that necessarily means that he is done with NXT.
He's not. He's still there.
He's still going to be there. But yeah. I thought it was great to see the pop for him. Everybody, everybody had their 10 chance, and Ty Dillinger would appear to some to be over. I think that was a very interesting turn, but there was no other classic superstars to make their entrance into the Royal Rumble. Randy Orton ends up winning the 30 superstar Royal Rumble match. Chris Jericho is now known to be the 61-minute man.
Yeah.
Having been in the Royal Rumble for a record 61 minutes, which I think is great that Chris Jericho has it written to his contract that if I'm going to be here, you need to give me something historic to do. And granted, he spent half that time outside of the ring or on the ring apron watching action happen. But nonetheless, he is a survivor, which is great for his character.
I guess they're just trying to mess with Flair by calling him that, you know, and they know Flair will get upset. You call him a 61-minute man because, I mean, I've never seen Jericho actually do a Broadway match, you know.
Exactly. You know, I think he did that for a reason, and that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty good, Bo. I mean, I guess I don't expect a lot from the WWE anymore. So, you know, for them to have a pay-per-view with you know, one really awesome match and two really solid matches and a decent Royal Rumble that was booked very weird, that's about as good as they can get to me now.
Yeah, I would say, you know, the half of the show was really, really good. And I will say the follow-up shows.
Solid.
The follow-up shows were not bad either. I mean, the Monday Night Raw was good. Although
you watched that?
I did. The Monday Night Raw and the SmackDown to follow was actually, you know, capitalized on a lot of the stuff that was set into place by the Royal Rumble. Pretty decent promos across the board. John Cena had a great promo. Although I will say that it was interesting that the announced team for those weeks, you know, kind of, you know, Monday Night Raw, you would expect them to kind of, you know, tell everybody what exactly happened. And they kind of took their time.
No, they don't need to do that.
Telling things, but... you know, that's my criticism of the announced team. I can't wait to get Scott Hudson's take on that. But at any rate,
I already know what he thinks.
At any rate,
he has some visceral. Hey, I don't want to put words in our friend's mouth, but he's not a big Michael Cole fan.
No. But let's just talk about the show. You know, if you were to rate the show, are you into it? Was it worth the price of admission, if you will?
I guess.
I guess so.
I mean, I've been watching more New Japan lately, and it's just really hard to switch back to that. It's just hard.
I get it. For me, the show with at least the latter part of the program, the John Cena AJ Styles match, the Chris Jericho, you know, match with Reigns and Kevin Owens. I think those three in particular are really great standout matches for me. Even Charlotte versus Bayley, even though they're, you know, I don't know what kind of damage they're doing to the Bayley character.
They'll just feud. Yeah, just destroy her. Who cares?
You know, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But I will say that overall, it was very entertaining. For me, it would be a buy.
Yeah, it was a buy. Yeah.
It was definitely something, you know, I buy into. So it's a thumbs up for me. So please check that out if you haven't. Check out NXT. We haven't even talked about NXT, but definitely check out NXT. We have a new NXT champion. In Bobby Roode.
Yeah, I would have done that the minute he came out. I mean, he looked great. Yeah,
he did look great. So now we
Nakamura,
get
into- I don't like Nakamura anymore. He's terrible. Boo.
Well,
boring.
I think it'll be soon before we see him on the main roster. But
I can't wait for that, dog.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Oof. So now speculation before we wrap up the show, and we do have our promo of the week. Who is our promo of the week? We forgot to tease that at the beginning of the show.
Bruiser Brody, one of the greatest wrestlers in the history of wrestling itself.
Yes.
And probably the most tragic death of all the, let's face it, hundreds of deaths. A great family man, a good Christian, and a very, very violent wrestler. And he, you know, made wrestling real. And his best buddy, Stan Hansen, continued his violent legacy in Japan. You know, he is, I can't, those two guys, man, that's where I'm at. That's why I'm drawn more to Ishii and Shibata and Marufuji type of wrestlers. Now is watching Brody and Hansen in the late 80s and All Japan in 90s. It's all about Brody. And then in this particular clip, we're going to spoil later Brody. You can really get a sense of how good he is as a heel. And he was a wonderful baby face as well. He could really go either direction. There's something right about those West Texas guys, you know. There's something else.
They did teach a lot over there in Japan, so that's great. Yeah. It's the evolution of their strong style, that and the fact that they had a bunch of failed MMA wrestlers in the 90s come in.
Well, that is true, because when Hansen went to All Japan, he was like, hey, I do this roadie style. And they're like, no, we want to do that now. So when he started doing matches with young guys like Misawa, Kobashi, Kawada, and all that, they had to literally fight for their lives. And that's how that strong style started evolving. You can really trace it back to Brody and Hansen.
Of course.
You know, in Japan. And it's all, and Terry Funk and Dory Funk and Abdullah the Butcher, especially. He doesn't get enough. He gets a lot of dissing these days with his hepatitis thing. But,
no, they worked really stiff in Japan.
Yeah. And they showed that would draw. And it really did, because it looked real and people were reacting to the violence real. So it didn't look choreographed almost at all for the most part. The main events did, you know.
Right. Right.
And that's why I'm a Dr. Death Mark.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because he made it.
Because he saw what they were doing. He's like, hey, I can do this.
Yep. That's why everything that he did was almost, it looked like a shoot. So there you go. It's
because it was a shoot.
So let's talk now. We have a few more minutes. Let's talk about the speculated WrestleMania card. So,
okay. What are your
thoughts on that?
Well,
I
don't like it. Would be my quick analogy.
I've heard about it. So go ahead. You give us the tentative rundown, if you will.
I'm going to do this from memory, and I definitely didn't just read this off of Meltzer's newsletter and just repeat it like all the other websites do. But all right, so here we go. So you got Goldberg Lesnar. If Goldberg beats Owens, and I mean he's going to beat him in 2 minutes probably at whatever Fastlane. If that happens, then you'll have Goldberg Lesnar to end the show for the belt. Now, I don't know where you go with that. That sounds intriguing enough, but obviously Goldberg hasn't looked very good yet at anything involving wrestling.
No.
Although he still has his heat as a babyface, and Lesnar is still a draw. But I think with the way he's been squashed twice, he was kind of thrown out quickly in the Rumble. He was beaten quickly at Survivor Series, which was shocking. I think you have to have Lesnar go over and end the show with Lesnar holding a title. And you know, who will Lesnar drop the title to after that? You know, it's all pretty interesting. Now you got Taker Reigns, who we kind of went over. I mean, that sounds like a marquee matchup, right? Yeah. But again, he looks so hurt. And they're saying he's hurt in this hip thing. And man, I don't know how many more of these he can do. And, you know, I don't know about that one. Here's the wacky one. Ready?
Okay.
Cena and Nikki Bella versus Maryse and Miz, and then hypothetically Cena proposes to Bella at the end of the match. Now they stole Dean Ambrose and what's her face's match here, because Ambrose and Miz were feuding, and then Renee Young and Miz had a thing, and she slapped him, and that easily sets up. So he like stole the intergender match. And I don't think they had any direction of him going anywhere for Mania. So I know this hasn't been set up yet and it's speculation, but this is going to happen, it looks like. Thoughts? Yeah. Thoughts? Here, I'll reverse roles with you.
I think it sucks.
Okay, good. I do too. And does that blonde hair girl even know to wrestle? Is that blonde hair girl wrestle?
No.
That's not wrestling.
You mean Maryse or Renee Young?
Maryse.
Oh, yeah. Maryse is a former Divas champion. She wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, Divas champion and women's champion, they've definitely made a difference to that now, huh? Yeah.
They didn't bring back King James, so.
That's one of them girls traipsing around in the swimsuits, right?
She was a Playboy model, yes.
Tramp. Okay, so, I'm sorry. So.
Have mercy.
Don't make me do the Bible quote about whores, okay?
Okay,
I don't want to do this.
Move on, let's move on.
I forgot what I was talking about. AJ Styles and Shane McMahon.
Oh, Lord.
So you're going to wait. So now you've blown it with three, right? Now you got AJ. Okay, he can't fail. Oh, unless you put him against a non-wrestler who's basically a stunt man. A very ballsy one, but a stunt man. All right, so now you've blown AJ. Shane looked terrible at Survivor Series. Does anybody remember these punches? This guy throws some punches. My God. If I were a wrestler, I'd be like, dude, just punch me in the face. Just punch me in the face. I don't know what else to do. Maybe they'll pay me extra. So that should be like, I'm sure AJ can figure out a way to get that to 3.5 stars somehow. That's how good AJ Styles is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've blown. Okay, so then you got Owens against Jericho. So I'm assuming that Owens will blame Jericho for losing his title, and now that they don't have the title as the central focal point of their friendship, they'll turn on each other. Now, that should be a good match if they allow them to have a long match.
Yes.
But still, it'll be fifth or sixth down the card. The women's match will be a four-woman. Nia, the Squasher Jax.
Yes.
Sasha, the Squashed Banks. Who I told you Vince doesn't like her. This is my proof. Charlotte, basically the unbeatable heel champion Flair. I don't know why they built it up like that. And Bailey, the seminally squashed Bailey. So there's your four women, and you have no correct line going into. I mean, everything's all. I mean, everyone sucks except for Nia and Charlotte, the two heels. I guess this could be. I'm assuming this is a coronation of Bailey.
I would think perhaps yes.
You know, and I mean, to be honest, they have a good shot at stealing the match of the night with this janky card. But I will say, out of the four women in the match, it is 100% tramp free, and I think that's exciting.
Okay, there's no SmackDown women's match announced yet for that
pre-show.
There's also Rollins versus Triple H.
Oh yeah, that match,
which is may not happen if you are correct. You know,
well, what do you do, Al John? You put Samoa Joe against Triple H, but I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. And that's why I was thinking his injury is actually a work, because then they make him a sympathetic babyface at that point.
Well, Triple H can work an injured knee match. I saw him do it with Michaels, when Michaels definitely shouldn't have had this match. I forget when it was. I want to say it was Royal Rumble 2004. I might be right about that, or 2003. Somewhere around that, Michaels couldn't walk on the damn thing, and they made it work. They had a 15-minute match, and Triple H is very talented at basic wrestling matches. He does know how to do that in the WWE style. He's nobody's fool.
No.
But I think he could pull it off. But again, here's a match that's handicapped by injury, just like Taker Reigns, just like Goldberg being handicapped by his ability, just like AJ handicapped by Shane. You know, where and then Cena could have a great match with Miz. Let's face it, they could have a really bad, but they're handicapped by these girls, you know. Non-wrestler girls, sorry.
It's going to be interesting to see what all happens in this build. And we also forgot about Shaq versus Big Show as the attraction match.
Okay, I mean, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, I don't see his name out there very much anymore. No. I just don't see him as a big name. I think the sports, that's a way to get into the sports press, and that's good. That, you know, what'll happen is they'll be like, oh, he was better than I thought he'd be. He'll do a couple of moves. He'll choke slam Big Show, I guess. And, you know, if I were them, I would have Big Show job to Shaquille O'Neal and make him the number one J-Brone of all time. That would be cool. And then speaking of J-Brones, they'll have the J-Brone Battle Royal, and one of the top big man J-Brones, not a J-Brone as a wrestler, but J-Brone in real life, Braun Strowman, will probably win that. And that's your...
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Andre the Giant would leave the freaking show if that was him. It's like, oh, thanks for naming it after me. I'm going to go drink wine in the back because really annoyed.
Bottles of wine, I know.
Yeah. Oh, he's playing cards. Oh, did they have that match? The one named after me? Thank you.
Okay, good. It's over. Well, that makes for a very interesting tentative card. We shall see how it pans out.
Sorry, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't have high hopes for that either, because Randy's very basic. Bray's pretty basic, too. So I don't think the heat will be wrong for that. So I don't know what's going on with these goofs.
Well, they have, you know, friends turn into enemies, and they have that on Raw and on SmackDown now, both. The title picture, it's the only thing they do. The title picture looks like crap, and so does the tag team championships. Where are the tag team championships being defended? Not here.
Pre-show.
So the 5 million hour extravaganza will be taking place. Hey, I tell you what, we've got Elimination Chamber, we have Fastlane coming up, and so much more. Steven, where can people find you on the internet for more wrestling info?
I deleted my Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You did? You deleted your Twitter.
Yeah.
You're such a liar.
Go try to find me. I just had enough of, I don't want to say why I deleted it. It has to do with politics, probably.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
You can find us at P Wrestling Cast on Twitter, as well as Pro Wrestling Cast on Facebook. Once again, ProWrestlingCast.com for all of our great shopping links. So you can support our show using our Amazon links. And right now it's time now for the promo of the week with the legend of Bruiser Brody. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to tuck your head. Steve and I will see you next time. Take care.
Pro Wrestling Cast promo of the week.
Let me clarify this with you then, King Kong Brody. You're saying that
I work for the Sheik and I do what he says.
In other words, everything that has taken place, you acted under direct orders of the Sheik.
I work for the Sheik. That's all I got to say to you or anybody else. I work for the Sheik and he is a friend of mine.
King Kong Brody, be that as it may, reflecting back to a number of weeks ago, the brutal sneak attack of Jumping Jim Brunzell. One half of the High Flyers is now on the road to recovery and has demanded of promoters that he wants a match with you anytime, anywhere, whatever rules.
You know, I want to tell the people out here who are looking at me right now, I want to tell you something. If King Kong Brody ever has any demands, I'm going to come right out here, look you right in the eye, and make them. And I think any man would do the same thing. I don't think Jim Brunzell's got as much gut as you're trying to tell everybody he has. Let me tell you something about Jim Brunzell. He got hurt. And he got hurt very, very bad. And if he was real, real smart, he'd put that in his file cabinet and remember it. But if he's got half as much guts as you're trying to make out he has, and I hope he does have, I hope he's got a lot of guts. Because I'm going to get him in the ring this time, and there ain't going to be no doubt in your mind. Oh, King Kong Brody, he jumped in on Jim Brunzell's match and hurt him. I'm not going to jump in on his match. I'm going to be the match. And when the final bell rings, the results are going to be the same. But this time, Jim Brunzell, he won't get well so fast. Jim Brunzell, he won't get his guts together so fast. Because he's going to get hurt. And he's going to end up like that little skinny partner of his, you know, that Gagne kid. He's going to end up real serious hurt. Real serious hurt. I promise you. I promise
you. Fans, you heard the word. One King Kong Brody. Stay with us.
Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast. Or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast. Now for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.